Today's story is quiet, but very strong. It happens in Los Angeles, California. It is about a veteran named John Folmer and an old Japanese garden. The garden was messy and almost hidden. John did not walk away. He started to clean it with other veterans. As you listen, try these small tasks. Say yes or no in your head. Choose this or that. And sometimes, guess what happens next. This helps your English grow step by step. Ready? Let's go to the garden. Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Los Angeles is a huge city in California. On the west side, there is a Veterans Affairs campus. A campus is a large place with buildings and services together. This campus helps veterans. Veterans are people who served in the military. One veteran there is John Folmer. He served in the Iraq War. After military service, some veterans carry stress and painful memories. John knew hard days. On the campus, he found a quiet place that needed care. That place was an old Japanese garden. A Japanese garden is made for calm and simple beauty. It may have stones, trees, water, and small paths, but this garden did not look calm at first. Weeds were everywhere. Plants grew too thick. Some paths were hard to see. John looked at the garden and decided to help. He did not wait for a perfect plan. He started with simple jobs. Other veterans joined him as volunteers. A volunteer is a person who helps without pay. Together, they pulled weeds, cut plants, cleared paths, and moved dirt. The work was not fast, but each visit changed something real. A path opened again. A corner looked clean again. One day, John could hear water more clearly because plants no longer blocked the space. Another day, a veteran stopped and sat quietly on a bench after working. These are small moments, but they matter. Sometimes the group talked while they worked. Sometimes they worked in silence. Both were okay. One person carried tools. Another person pulled weeds by hand. Someone else trimmed branches. The jobs were simple, but the work gave people a reason to come back. The garden is on a very large campus, about 388 acres. That means the campus is very big. The garden is near places where veterans get care and support, so it is easy to visit before or after appointments. It is not only a pretty space, it is part of daily life there. John and the group were not making a brand new park, they were restoring an older place. Restore means to make something good again. This is our key word today. They wanted to bring back the garden, not replace it. They wanted people to see its beauty again. Here is a short recap. The key people are John and other veterans. The place is an old Japanese garden on a Veterans Affairs campus. The main actions are simple: pull weeds, clear paths, and come back again. Can you guess the result? Yes, the garden slowly became open and welcoming again. This story also has a human side. John was not only cleaning land, he was spending time with other veterans. He was using his hands step by step in a calm place. For some people, that kind of work feels easier than talking. A clean path, a cut branch, or 1 hour outside can feel like a good day. The garden gave the volunteers something clear and real. They could see the change. On Monday, a path was hidden. Later, the path was visible. At first, one area looked forgotten. Later, it looked cared for. This simple progress helped people feel useful. It also helped them share space with others. People liked this story because it shows care in action. There is no big machine and no loud event. There are hands, tools, soil, and time. Veterans helped other veterans by improving a place they could all use. That is the heart of the story. So what does this story mean? One person noticed a problem, then a small group worked together. Their work changed a real place on the campus. The garden became cleaner, calmer, and easier to enjoy. It could not fix every hard memory, of course, but it offered a quiet space, useful work, and moments of peace. Is the story set in Los Angeles? Yes, it is. Did John find an old garden or a new garden? He found an old garden. What does volunteer mean? It means a person who helps without pay. Name two jobs the volunteers did. They pulled weeds and cleared paths. Why did the garden matter to veterans? It gave them a calm place and useful work together. Nice work today. Before we finish, say one new word from the story. Maybe volunteer, restore, campus, or path. Now say one fact. For example, John Folmer helped restore an old Japanese garden, or other veterans worked with him. This is a great way to practice speaking. One word, one fact, simple and strong. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.